You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Tell me the story about the lady accidentally texting her boss.
This story was going around yesterday, and we're like, oh, we got to talk about this and then get it on the show here. And it was a 20-year-old woman named Roberta Clark. She works in Scotland, so she's Scottish. Last Tuesday, she was at a baby gender reveal party, and she texted her boss that she couldn't make it into work because of the snow. But she was really partying. So just a few seconds later, she took a picture of a huge bottle of champagne and put something on there like, dare me to pop this or something. And she was going to send it to a friend, but she then turned around and resent that picture to her boss instead, who she just texted and said, I'm not going to be in because of the snow. So that led us to start talking about that one time that you texted somebody and you didn't mean it. You know, what did you send? And some very funny stuff coming in on Facebook. Here's one that's, we'll start it. It's a little naughty. Molly says her brother sent in great detail the things that he would like to do with his girlfriend. And Molly got it instead. So the brother, instead of sending it to the girlfriend, sent it to the sister. Christina said, I sent a highly critical text about my husband's ex-wife's dietary choices for her children to the ex-wife. Whoopsie daisy. And then this one's kind of funny. This is more of a autocorrect issue, but she said, Deidre said, my dad texted me on where to meet him, and my phone corrected Hobby Lobby to Horny Lobby.
Uh-oh.
So she sent back Horny Lobby to her dad. That's pretty good. Multiple ones coming in, man.
We have former coworker here at the radio station who was sending an email to one of our account executives about one of the clients, and I guess that they had a disagreement with a client about something.
I forgot.
And they went into great detail about their lack of love for that particular client, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, it was pretty detailed. But the only problem was that this former employee sent that not to the account executive, but actually to the client.
Oh, I forgot about that.
And I gotta say, we had a good laugh over that, the rest of us.
Mm-hmm. Talk about a sinking feeling when you do that.
But, you know, and people can call us if they want, 303-691-1MIX. We're not looking for autocorrect stories. Those are completely different. We're talking about when you sent a message to the wrong person, whether it was text or email. I want you to share your knee haul story because it's one of my favorites.
It has been a while. This is a story that's probably 15 years old. At the time with Knick Knack, I was doing one of these naughty messages, sending her, you know, a fairly risque text on what our night should involve or whatever. Being fast thumbed, fast fingered with my phone going through my contacts. My very dear friend, Surat, his dad is named Nehal. Well, in my phone book, it goes Nicole, Nehal, and then on down the line. So being incredibly fast while texting, I sent all the lovely things I wanted to do to Nicole to Nehal. My best friend's dad.
But I like that he responded.
And he responded, God, I don't remember exact wording, but it was like, who is this? Why are you sending me this? Who are you? And I never replied back to him. I was just too embarrassed to say, hey, my bad, this is Jeremy. I don't know what he would have done if I actually told him. So, I mean, I'm sure now that they've heard the story on the air that, you know, somehow he has found out about this. But talk about in the moment, knowing that you sent something naughty to Nehal.
Yeah.
Oh, you just do. You get that sinking feeling like, I'm an idiot.
And I wonder how many of them are the side-by-side in the contacts page like you're describing. Like, I've said many times that if I could go back in time, I would rename my son something completely different. Because to honor my dad, I named him the Third. So he is Dominic the Third.
Yeah.
And that has caused all sorts of trouble through the years. And now that my son is married, occasionally his wife will send something to him, but actually send it to me because we're both DOMs.
Yes.
And so we are right there. And she, you know, if she just types, begins to type in DOM or something like that, meaning to go to her husband, she sends it to her father-in-law instead.
And
so,
then you got the grocery list or something.
Or who knows what.
Or who knows what.
But there's multiple times I've written back,
wrong dom.
It's just wrong dom.
Wrong dom.
We're talking about accidentally texting or emailing the wrong person. Some of them have just been terrific. I'm going to let you go first before I jump into
this one's just ridiculous enough. Joshua said, there's this guy I know who never, ever, ever answers his texts. One day I was shopping and I meant to ask my wife if she wanted oranges. I texted that guy on accident. And what do you know? He answered, yes, I would like some oranges.
So now you know he is getting your text.
Why
messages.
Is that so funny? Why, yes, I would like some oranges.
Ah, yes.
Susan said, I had an employee text me a naked photo of his girlfriend by mistake years ago. And then Colleen says, my brother, thinking he was texting me, but entered 303 instead of 720, after picking up my daughter from the airport, he texted, I have your daughter. We don't know who he texted.
It's a Liam Neeson movie.
Yes, some random person got a text that said, I have your daughter.
And, you know, at first you might laugh, but then you're like, wait a
wait,
minute.
Wait, what?
You start calling your daughter.
Are you okay?
Everybody okay? I love this one from Jennifer, and I wonder how many people can relate, because let's face it, when you become an adult, you don't like thinking about what your adult, older parents may be doing.
Oh, sure.
But sure. Jeremy, I'll let you ponder that for
sure,
a moment.
Sure. Yeah.
With John and Danny, and let you imagine that for a few
all
minutes.
Right.
Jennifer wrote in, she goes, my parents have been married for 39 years. So like most adult children, I thought they were, quote, an old married couple. But when I accidentally got a text from, and then she puts in all caps, my mother, that was meant for, all caps, my father. And it recapped everything they'd done on the couch the previous afternoon.
Oh, dear God, no.
Jennifer writes, I can't even go to their house for dinner for the next 6 months because I don't want to look them in the face or, in all caps, sit on that couch.
It's time to sell the couch.